Thursday is the day we read from your email, and we're going to start with a Thanksgiving note of gratitude to some listeners who wrote in to point out an error on yesterday's program. While describing the Thanksgiving travel rush, we mentioned Interstate 40 and said it is known as the National Road. Well, it does stretch across the country, but as David Backlin of Fort Smith, Arkansas, and others point out, U.S. Route 40 is the National Road. Judging from our inbox, there were lots of coin collectors listening this week. My colleague Robert Siegel spoke with Rod Gillis of the American Numismatic Association about new dollar coins the Mint is introducing. They'll feature all the presidents, and the government hopes they will eventually replace dollar bills. Charles Rowland of Richmond, Virginia, doesn't buy it. He writes, "The Mint turns metal worth little into collectibles that are hoarded by the public. If the government really wanted to switch from paper dollars to dollar coins, they would eliminate the paper dollars altogether, as they did in Canada and in England." Our story on the drive to get more teachers board certified and one teacher's efforts to make the grade caught the ear of middle school principal Barb Ide of Nashville, Tennessee. She writes, "While sitting in my school office on a day off trying to get out from under my paperwork, I stopped to listen to the story of Ms. Celestino's National Board certification. Kudos to her effort to achieve this goal. After 33 years in education, I believe the most overlooked criteria is time for teachers to analyze their own effectiveness and adjust instruction based on those results." We featured a sound clip this week from a man who's the youth director at his church.
I think I'm a very effective communicator, but saying my name is something that I always have trouble with. Daron Bolat.
That's Daron Bolat of Rockville, Maryland. His reflections on his speech impediment brought back memories for Victor Simo of Pahoa, Hawaii. He writes, "More than 20 years ago, I was at a meeting where I read an item about a study about stuttering. I stuttered my way through the item. Dead silence greeted my joke. A few days later, a fellow staff member who had been present spoke at another meeting, and he stuttered. I could have died of shame. Up to now, I still blush at my insensitivity." Well, we want to hear from you. Write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.